Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I got my wires crossed, time zone-wise. Jerome Corsi is on with us right now. He'll be with us for this hour. We'll have open phones this hour and into the next as well. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. He wrote two great articles. One of them titled, Bush Sneaking North American Superstate Without Oversight, Mexico-Canada Partnership Underway with No Authorization from Congress. That's one from WorldNet Daily. And the really detailed one that's excellent as well is out of Human Events, Bush Administration Quietly Plans NAFTA Superhighway. Do we have our guest? There, Scott? Great. Quietly but systematically, the Bush administration is advancing the plan to build a huge NAFTA superhighway, four football fields wide, through the heart of the U.S. along Interstate 35 from the Mexican border at Laredo, Texas, to the Canadian border north of Duluth, Minnesota. For a decade, we have been here reporting this to you. We have the documents. Just as they started the European Union in the late 50s as an economic bloc, now a superstate, where, by the way, they're taking people's freedoms and sovereignty away. And finally, Lou Dobbs is talking about it. Finally, others are talking about it. And I don't agree with Jerome Corsi on some of the things he talks about, but I do agree with him on the open borders, on the NAFTA superhighway, on these things that are happening. It doesn't matter. It's not a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats are all bought off by the same people, and it's a serious, serious problem. We got a quick segment here. We'll come back after the break, but let's go ahead and go to Jerome Corsi. Mr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
I'm greatly pleased to be there. Thank you.
Tell us, for those that don't know who you are, most of them probably do out there, you're all over talk radio and TV, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a writer. I'm a full-time writer. I co-authored with John O'Neill the Swift Boat book, 2004, Unfit for Command. I have been writing a series of other books. I've had a book out on oil, a Black Gold Stranglehold, and a book out coming out on the Minutemen Project called Minutemen. It's being co-authored with Jim Gilchrist.
That's right. You exposed that peak oil is a total fraud. I'm with you on that.
Yes.
You exposed that they're getting rid of our borders. I'm with you on that.
Yes.
You exposed a bunch of issues, but then, and I want to get to this later because I just want to get your research on the borders. Then you come out and get into how the Muslims are all going to kill us and we got to go ahead and go into Iran. I want to spend a few minutes on that later. I don't agree
sure.
with you on that, so it's kind of a conundrum here we face. But we're going to break here in about a minute and a half. Just right off the bat, tell us what's happening to our sovereignty.
Well, this entire plan to create the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which President Bush agreed to with President Fox and with Canada, Waco, Texas, in March 2005, is aimed to create a North American Union as a new government. And the president is on the mission to have not just NAFTA as a free trade zone, but a new country, the North American Union, like the European Union, together with courts and the executive branch and the whole works, legislature, it will supersede the U.S. government. It will erase the border with Mexico, erase the border with Canada, and the only borders we'll protect are beyond the perimeter of the continent. And ultimately, I'm sure the president intends to include Central America and South America.
Yeah, that's part of round two. We've had that trilateral.
Yeah, round two. But this is documented, and as we'll talk here, if your listeners go to spp.gov, that's sampeterpeter.gov, you'll see the office in the Department of Commerce that's functioning, some 20 working groups, to create the North American Union by regulation. And even Congress isn't aware of what's going on, nor is it apparently undergoing congressional review.
I had former Congressman Bob Barr, an arch conservative, on a couple months ago, and he said Bush is using the regulatory agencies to go after the Second Amendment, and he's more anti-gun than Clinton. See, I mean, that's what's happened here.
That's what's happening.
Stay there, Mr. Corsi. We'll be right back after this quick break and flesh all this out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's really happening. Yes, even Lou Dobbs is talking about it. It's really happening. Jerome Corsi joins us with the detailed reports on this to give us his knowledge of it on the other side.
Hello,
friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Blasting out of the AM and FM dial from Illinois to Kansas, from Texas to Florida, to upstate New York to Southern California. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave, WWCR, and the Internet at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. I remember waking up 12, 14 years ago. I've been on air for 12 years, but I really woke up about 14 years ago, and reading the official Trilateral Commission documents, CFR documents, reading federal planning reports. We posted many of them, written articles about them on our websites, where they openly say we're going to have an American Union, starting with Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., through handing over the infrastructure to international, non-governmental, and quasi-governmental organizations. Through the bureaucracy, they're doing this, just as they did over a 35-year phased system in Europe. We are already, I would say, about 70% into the American Union. They're accelerating it. They've announced that we'll all have transponders in our cars. We barely beat the bill last year in Texas to track us and tax us. That will pay for the NAFTA highway. It's coming into all the states. It's not just I-35. About 40% of the major highways in the U.S. are designated as this. Mexico has been given major rail yards in St. Louis and Kansas City. They will have sovereignty over those. That's official news from their own websites, the U.S. government. And Jerome Corsi's done some great research on this subject, and we've got links on InfoWars.com to the article that he wrote for WorldNet Daily, the article he wrote for Human Events, and links to his website, and he'll tell you about that. But let's just get this out of the way right now, Jerome Corsi. I've listened to you a lot on Coast to Coast AM. I've seen you on national television. I've read some of your writing. You'll be totally spot on about open borders, spot on about a host of issues, about peak oil being a fraud. The oil companies actually cooked it up, along with a bunch of other socialists. And then I hear you on the air talking about Iran's going to get us any minute. They're going to have nukes in a month, and it's all over, and we've got to go in there. And I mean, so if George Bush is really anti-gun, he's really a globalist along with the Democrats, he's doing all these bad things, why is he so right about going into Iran?
Well, George Bush has no intention of going into Iran. And my concerns about Iran are simply that this regime is a fanatical, zealot regime. They believe that the Mahdi, their messiahic figure, is going to come back and come out of a well that he went down as a little boy in 941 A.D., is what Ahmadinejad, their president, fervently believes, and he's got to cause an apocalypse to make it happen. And they're making nuclear weapons. When they get those nuclear weapons, they're going to threaten Israel and use them against Israel. They've said they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
So where did the Iranian president specifically say that somebody's going to come out of a well and he's got to blow everything up?
Oh, he said it in the front of the United Nations. He referred to the Mahdi when he announced that they had enriched uranium to 235. That was about a month ago. He again gave a long speech about the Mahdi, the return of this 12th imam, the lost imam, their messiah figure.
Did he say they had to create Armageddon to get it?
Yes, that's the basic core belief. There's a tape on the internet. When he came back from the United Nations, he had a visit with some of his friends. He said a white light descended on the UN when he spoke, and he felt in the presence of the Mahdi. Mahdi's imminent return is upon us.
Well, I saw that, but you can take one of the many Islamic interpretations of that and then attribute that to him. Has he specifically said that he wants to create World War III?
Well, yes, he has. I mean, that's part of the whole theory of what the Mahdi return is. He said, we've got to go through a revolution. We've got to go through all this chaos.
Why does the CIA own assessment that came out middle of last year say 10 years till they have an A-bomb?
Well, the CIA hasn't found anybody developing an A-bomb since the Soviets did it. I wouldn't trust the CIA intelligence on anything.
Okay, well, let's say Iran detonates an A-bomb. I mean, let's just say that Israel's got 400 to 600 nukes. I mean, this is what about Bush blocking AQ Khan Laboratories, blocking the FBI? Clinton did it, too. What about North Korea firing a test dummy missile in 2000 that hit Alaska, and that's never on our news?
Well, it isn't. What is going to happen here, and that's what I wrote in Atomic Iran, is that, and I've been to Israel. I spoke before the Knesset. They invited me over there, had detailed meetings, and been in touch with their Ministry of Defense. Israel is not going to wait. Israel, one atomic bomb over Tel Aviv would, you know, kill thousands of people, basically destroy the modern Jewish state. Israel's giving the world time to deal with this diplomatically, but Israel's got the attack plan all designed. The Bush administration does not have an Iran policy. The Iran policy of the Bush administration is virtually a complete failure. We're trying to get them before the United Nations. That's not going to work.
Why should we believe anything that comes out of the Bush administration when they claim that Saddam had WMDs? And I don't want to hear they took him to Syria, because we have their own White House memo, which they admit is accurate, where they're talking about staging, you know, getting Saddam to shoot down our planes painted up and having defectors come out. I mean, come on. Everybody knows our government created Saddam.
I don't. If you assume I believe what's coming out of the Bush administration, you're wrong. What I believe is what's coming out of the Israelis and out of the IAEA's own reports. The Bush administration's in left field with regards to Iran. They've done nothing in 2 years except hold diplomatic meetings that have accomplished zero.
Let me ask you, why do you think Bush and Clinton were more than happy, and it's on the record, knew they were developing? Well, they've got at least 10 high-powered bombs and good medium-range missiles to deliver them in Pakistan. I mean, why did Bush just go over and tell the Indians, develop as many nukes as you want?
Well, I don't think Bush or Clinton have had an effective policy in that part of the world at all.
Okay, then what should we do then? Back up Israel as they turn Iran into a parking lot, and then the P2OG document shows the Arabs will go completely ape, blow up a bunch of stuff all over the world, and then Bush gets his 100-year war, and neocons get to rule us.
Well, what I've been writing is, you know, not that I favor any of that, I don't, but I'm telling you what's going to happen, because Israel isn't going to wait. If the world cannot stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons, Israel's not going to let this madman who talks like Hitler sit in the next country over from them and have nuclear weapons they can put on the Shahab 3. It isn't going to happen.
Well, you say talks like Hitler. All he said is Iran didn't do anything you know, specifically in World War II. So why do they have to get the blame for it?
No, he said that Israel needs to be wiped off the map. The Holocaust didn't happen. If it did, send them back to Europe because they're at fault. And by the way, they don't belong in the Middle East, and he intends to remove them. He's had conferences about a world without Israel since he took office.
Let me ask you a question. It seems like you really like Israel. It's on record they've sold our secrets to China and others. They've admitted to it. Israel's involved in all sorts of corruption. And I mean, do you deny that? I mean, is Israel just this wonderful, spotless lamb?
I don't think there's any pure country in the world. But I'm saying I do support the survival of Israel. If Israel is wiped out of the Middle East by a country like Iran with nuclear weapons, the whole world's going to have major consequences. Israel is a democracy. It is established in that part of the world. And what's happened when people have gone around trying to kill the Jews since the ancient Egyptians or the Babylonians is that those countries end up creating huge wars, millions of people die, and ultimately those regimes that try to kill the Jews are wiped out themselves. It's a suicidal idea. And but Ahmadinejad is going to pursue it, I assure you. And Israel's not going to let it happen. That's
when do you
what's
think,
coming down.
When do you think Israel's going to strike?
I think Israel will wait till the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next year. But from all the people I'm talking to in Israel, they're very, very nervous. And every time Ahmadinejad sets off another rocket, which he just did, every time he has more discussions about he's enriched uranium now to 4 to 5%, every time he refuses to shut down Natanz, Israel's
but you know
nervous.
You can't build a bomb with 4 or 5%.
Well, he won't. He's putting in. He'll have 3,000 centrifuges, better than P2s, in Natanz probably by the end of this month, and then he'll go right away.
You guys were saying that 6 months ago.
Well, six. I said when they opened Natanz, it would take them 4 months to enrich uranium to 235 quality. That's exactly what it took them. So when they opened Isfahan, it would take them 4 months to get from uranium ore to uranium hexafluoride gas. That's exactly what happened. Now what I'm saying is they'll have the centrifuges in there probably at the end of this month, and it will take them by the end of the year, beginning of next, before they announce they can produce weapons grade. If they announce it, they may not announce it.
You know, there's probably some reasons Iran doesn't like us, Mr. Corzine. You're a pretty well-informed, educated fellow. I'm sure you know that the CIA admits that in 1953, Kermit Roosevelt and a 12-man team, or 11-man team, went in there with millions of dollars, blew up mosques, shot people, blamed it on Mossadegh, and removed a guy that was pro-America, and then put the Shah and Savak in and all the torture. And now they've got Ahmed Shalabi running around. He was just the Bilderberg group. I personally videotaped him up there. Hillary showed up.
We've had a terrible Iran policy. The reason they got rid of Mossadegh was because he nationalized the oil industry. We went in and we were mad at him. The British were mad at him. We went in and removed him. That was probably a stupid idea.
Were you aware that they removed him by carrying out terror attacks and blaming it on him?
Look, there's only about 14 books written on it.
Well, Kermit Roosevelt went public.
I mean, it's all out there in the public record.
Okay, well, then I don't trust anything this government does because right now I got a whole bunch.
I assure you, Alex, you won't get anywhere talking about right and wrong in the Middle East because it goes back 3,000 years. And everybody's got a claim to everything, and everybody's messed it all up. None of it matters, because the point is...
So is it good? Is it good that Israel's going to attack Iran? Is there any way out of this?
No, it's terrible. I think it's horrible.
Is there any way out of this?
The only way out of it is if you can get Ahmadinejad to somehow or other stop making nuclear weapons.
Okay, they had a moderate in. They had a moderate in a year ago, and Israel and the UN and everybody thumbed their nose at him.
The moderate they had in a year ago, Khatami, was on the way out. Probably, and I've been writing that even Ayatollah Khamenei, who's now the supreme leader, I'm writing he's on the way out. The guy who's really driving things in Iran and has been for about 5 years is this Ayatollah Yazdi, they call the crocodile. He is from Qom. That's where Karbala is. That's where the well is that they think this Mahdi went down in 941 A.D. This is a whole sect of radical Islam that has hijacked the government. They're going to make nuclear weapons. When they do, it's scary for Israel.
Oh, scary for Israel with their anti-missile systems, their satellites.
Even the last Patriot test we did shows they can't stop a barrage of Shahab 3 missiles.
Well, I want to shift gears. I want to get
nuclear weapons.
Sure. I want to shift gears, Drum, and talk about what you came on for when we get back. Let's get into the American Union.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects. At a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Jerome Corsi is going to be with us to the middle of the next hour, bottom of the next hour. We'll take calls later. I specifically want to talk about one of these three issues, the Iran situation, the peak oil, because he's spot on with that, done great research. I read his book. And also with the American Union. Mr. Corsi, it's hard for people to believe it, but I remember over 10 years ago reading a lot of the documents. They're now doing it. We're now really in it. They're building the highway right outside Austin. For those that just joined us, just in a nutshell, what is this American Union? How are they pushing it through?
Well, in a nutshell, in Waco, Texas, in March 2005, President Bush signed with Vincente Fox and Canada's Prime Minister the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And that document, nobody hardly noticed at the time, but it was a key document because it was the foundation document for what's going to be a North American Union, a new country being established over Canada, the United States, and Mexico, merging them together like the European Union is merged together. Now, this has taken on a life of its own, driven behind the scenes by George Bush. The Council on Foreign Relations, in May 2005, published a report, and I've linked to all of these in my articles on Human Events Online and WorldNetDaily.com. They published a report called Building a North American Community. Now, that report calls for the North American Union to be created as new government in 2010. And this new government's going to have its own court, its own parliamentary group, and its own commission as an executive, and it will supersede and override the United States of America.
And let me add, we've all got to pay taxes for this. They always say world government will remove bureaucracy. No, no, no. It adds whole new layers of bureaucracy.
Oh, that's right. We'll pay double taxes because the North American Union will start taxing too. And the United States of America will probably continue taxing as well. The United States of America is not going to go away.
And by the way, they're going to do that. They're going to do that off of mainly internal tariffs. That's their taxing mechanism, is turning almost every major highway, state road, and local road into transponder tax toll roads.
Well, they've got about a dozen other ideas, but they're going to get taxed in the North American Union. You can count on it. Now, this has progressed beyond the conceptual point. If you look at SPP.gov, at SamPeterPeter.gov, this is a website in the U.S. Department of Commerce that's being maintained by our government, and it lists all of the working groups since this Waco, Texas agreement of March 2005, the executive branch of government, the United States and Canada and Mexico, have created over 20 working groups. These are headed by Secretary of Commerce Gutierrez, Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. And these are not insignificant committees. They range on everything from e-commerce through work permits, aviation, health, public safety, and they're rewriting our laws. Let me just give you an example. This Aviation Safety Working Group and the Harmonized Air Navigation Systems Working Group have decided they're going to take our North American Wide Area Augmentation System. Anybody who is out there who flies an airplane knows of that, and the GPS system that we have, together with a couple of other systems, permit you to do navigation over the United States with a commercial or military plane or a private plane. Well, now that's all going to be shared and with Mexico and the United States. A trilateral agreement has already been reached on that.
Well, here's another example. Bush saying he's going to give Social Security to Mexicans living in Mexico. That's the American Union right there. And for those who don't understand, they didn't just sign this agreement last year out at Bush's ranch. This was just going public to a certain extent to what they were already building in other agreements. They're already building the highways.
Right. Well, Alex, the point on this one on the aviation system, I can just make the point, is that this means that if you're in Mexico, they're going to be able to determine where every military airplane and every other kind of airplane is flying over the United States. And they want to do that because they want to have any airplane, commercial or otherwise, feel they can navigate freely the North American continent in the North American Union. Now, my point is that this working group in SPP, the SPP office of the Department
of
Commerce...
That's getting rid of our borders right there.
That gets rid of our borders, and it exceeds congressional authority. And I'm quite sure the law that established the GPS and navigational system for the airlines did not say that our government, the Department of Transportation, could share it with a foreign nation.
Yeah, it's all color of law. It's all just do it.
Just do it. There is no. In fact, when I went into Congress a week ago, and I went and talked to a dozen congressmen. The congressman I talked to, 201, had never even heard of SPP, nor had their top aides. I had to sit down with the congressmen on their own computers and show them these websites.
Well, it's like animal ID and premises ID. That's in these American Union documents. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, as well as biometric cards and your North American Union passport.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, because I've read it. This is just the stuff that's public. So the American Union's here. It isn't down the road. It isn't over the next hill.
Although it's here. It's here.
We're now entering it. We're now in it. We have a few months to pull our head out of the noose. Jerome Corsi is right on this issue. We'll come back and get more of his expertise after this short break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Jerome Corsi's our guest. He's done a lot of the research we've done, discovered some facets that we haven't even looked at. He's got it all documented. Discussing the American Union, the North American super corridor system they're building, these coalitions. We have the majority of counties now in Texas voting against this, standing up to it. I mean, we're down to the fight. We're down to them putting the transponders into the cars. I mean, it's here. And the World Trade Organization, created in the mid-90s, has more authority than our Congress over trade. They ceded authority. We have the World Health Organization, which our CDC takes orders from. Bush signed back on to UNESCO 2 years ago to put us under UN regulation on thousands of issues. We're going into the global government. Jerome Corsi, for folks that don't know about it, we've got a link to it on Infowars.com, but why don't you tell people about your personal website, not just Human Events or WorldNet Daily that you write for?
Well, I don't have a personal website. The best thing always with me is to look at the books. And right now, this Minuteman book is the one I've written, co-authored with Jim Gilchrist. It'll be out in July. So if you look at Amazon.com and my name, C-O-R-S-I, you'll see Minuteman, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. And that's the current project I've been working on for the last few months.
We're going to open the phones up in a little while. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Do you have trouble, even though you have the documents, with just the average person, especially conservatives? Well, George W. wouldn't do that. He's a good conservative. I mean, when you're talking to people, what type of feedback are you getting?
Well, I think that things have changed for George Bush because of the immigration issue. Conservatives cannot understand why George Bush would not secure the border with Mexico. We've already convicted and have in federal prison Hezbollah agents that worked in Detroit sending money back to Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. They got in here through the Mexican border. They bribed their way in. So the conservatives say, you know, it doesn't make any sense that George Bush, if he wants to have a war on terror, wouldn't secure that border.
By the way, do you agree with me that, of course, that's all a stunt, 6,000 troops over some indeterminate time? They admit
that's nonsense. I mean, it's like George Bush going and riding in a dune buggy down on the border. It's all a photo op.
Well, yeah, 55 troops that can't do anything in Arizona,
a dozen
in Texas. It's a joke.
It's like Clinton, you know, build a fence. Well, the fence that Clinton built, you know, you can virtually walk through. You can walk under it, over it, dig under it. In most areas, it's not even there. Clinton and Bush are the same. They've just been window dressing on the issue of the border because they're both globalists and they're both in the pockets of the same international capitalist groups, including the Carlyle Group. And we can talk about that, too. But the point I wanted to make was that you asked about conservatives. Looking at the issue, conservatives would not have bought the issue of the North American Union as a new government except for immigration. The immigration issue has so upset conservatives, they've taken a new look at Bush through that lens. And through that lens, the only explanation for why Bush won't secure the border is he agreed not to secure the border. He agreed with Vincente Fox to erase the border. And then everything becomes consistent.
In fact, his supposed border solution is getting rid of the border. So, in essence, it will end illegal immigration because it won't be illegal.
Well, that's right, because the plan is, the Security and Prosperity Partnership plan is, everybody's going to be a citizen of the North American Union. And you can go anywhere you want. If we want to have 80 million Mexicans come to the United States and live here, that's got to be fine because they're North American Union citizens and they can go anywhere they want. Even if they're all poor, even if they're all uneducated and speaking Spanish.
And they can all get on the welfare rolls.
They can all get welfare. They can all have their babies in the hospitals. Their babies are citizens under the 14th Amendment.
And they could all vote to get rid of the Second Amendment and vote out sovereignty completely.
Forget about the Second Amendment. In fact, you better worry about your radio show, Alex, because as soon as we're in the North American Union, you're going to have hate crime laws like they do in Canada.
That's right. In fact, I was already detained in Canada for my political activities, and they even admitted it to me when I was there last week.
Well, that's right. I wouldn't go to Canada if I were you. I don't think it's advisable. Even when it's the North American Union, they'll come and get you in Texas, and they'll prosecute you.
By the way, last year it was on News 8 Austin. It was something like 50 Austin cops sent to Japan for world policing training, and it said a bunch of cops have been sent here, and they'll now be allowed to go everywhere and arrest everyone.
Well, that's the point. The point is, I want to talk about this NAFTA superhighway, you know, this 4-football-field wide highway they're going to build up through parallel to I-35.
Sir, they're already building it. You say start next year. They're already using 35 as the highway.
Well,
all the Mexican trucks are on it.
Well, and in fact, the plan, they're going to start the Trans-Texas segment of this. They're going to start building that. You're going to have the public hearings on that starting next month.
Sir.
Public hearings are also, by the way, a joke.
Here's another example. See, let me tell you how bad it is. We voted down light rail 4 times. But they have already built the train stations and are building the tracks, even though we didn't vote for it. And let me just tell you, because I'm here, sir, they've been building the NAFTA, you know, Texas corridor for at least 3-4 years.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. And you know why it's going to be hard to stop is because of the international capital issues, the multinational corporations. This is the plan. I mean, you know it. They're going to open up Lorenzo Cardenas down in the Baja. It's going to be a big port. They'll probably open 3 ports down in Mexico. So these super tankers, you know, 4,000 containers, maybe 10,000 containers, coming from China with cheap goods. Well, right now those goods get doubled in price because of transportation. So the plan is, let's bring them in through Mexico. No longshoremen. Let's put them on Mexican trains. They'll go up to Monterrey. Okay, no United Transportation workers. Then we're going to put them on Mexican trucks, and that's no Teamsters, and we'll drive them across the speed bump fast lane at Laredo, which the SPP.gov has arranged to only be checked by an electronic sensor.
Yeah, they're going to have transponders.
Transponders, right. Now these Mexican trucks, thousands of them an hour, not complying with U.S. environmental standards, not complying with U.S. trucking standards, nobody Teamsters.
By the way, there won't even be state police. This is going to be an international corridor. I'm looking at their official plan that we posted about 5 months ago. They pulled a lot of it off their site, but we scanned it and saved it. What Jerome links to has only got part of it, and it's still bad. Here's their official map with the Canadian, Mexican, and U.S. flags all together in one symbol.
What site is that?
It's the NASCO, North American Super Corridor Coalition.
Okay. The NASCOCorridor.com shows the highway. I'm sure you've seen that many times.
Oh, yeah. We have maps that are even worse.
Well, okay. And, the only customs office is going to be built in Kansas City. Kansas City is spending $3 million of tax money to build a Mexican customs office, Mexican sovereignty in the middle of Kansas. Now, any trucker who's listening to this, the plan is to undercut the Teamsters throughout the United States. Because a U.S., under NAFTA, a U.S. company can go buy a Mexican trucking company and operate it as a Mexican trucking company.
Well, that's already happening.
That's happening. And then with what you can do when the trucks are coming in, then why would any Teamster get to haul them? Because you could just get Mexicans to do it.
Well, it's also going to undercut independent truckers.
Independent truckers are gone, too. And by the way, it's going to impact the ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach and Seattle.
And by the way, when we say gone, it's just like 80% of the good high-tech jobs are gone. I mean, they're really gone. You understand?
Gone. Yeah, you'll have Mexican trucks driving on U.S. highways, Mexican kids, untrained, whomever. They'll drive whatever hours they want. They will not comply with U.S. standards. U.S. standards will be gone, too, because the U.S. Supreme Court's already decided in 2004 that under NAFTA, we can't enforce our environmental regulations. So those trucks, even if they were built before 1993, and don't have air pollution equipment on them, they can drive Mexican trucks anywhere they want. Now, Alex, you and I went and got a Mexican truck and drove it, we'd be arrested. But if Mexican did it, they're free to do it.
I had the leader of the Republican Senate in Colorado on a few years ago. He went in one day, got four different matricula cards under different names. They'll give them to anybody.
Sure.
Banks, police, everyone accepts them. And I'm at the bank when illegal aliens have no identification. They're treated like pure gold, and I've got money in the bank. I'm treated like garbage.
Well, that's because they're sending back $30 billion a year to Mexico in remittances, which is keeping Mexico's corrupt government alive. And that's probably one of the main streams of income back into Mexico. Mexico is such a corrupt country, as you know. Few billionaires, the mass of the people impoverished, run by drug cartels where bribery is king. I mean, Mexico's a disaster. Now, we're allowing our border to be open, and these are not just people looking for work coming here. You've got the drug cartels, you've got MS-13. Doing this book with Jim Gilchrist of the Minutemen, we interviewed the FBI. We quote him in the book. MS-13 is in 3,000 communities now in the United States.
Sir, last year, and I'm sure you know this, the State Department three separate times issued warnings that statistically areas of South Texas on the border are more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. We had 800-plus deaths on the two sides of the border, rocket attacks, newspapers being blown up. We have seven towns flying Mexican flags on the Texas side. Look up El Cenizo, sir. You're not allowed to speak English in the court proceedings, but meanwhile they're going after some pizza place where they said, please speak English when you're ordering, because they couldn't
understand. That's right. And they've got a drug war going on the border, and drug war is spilling over into the United States.
But our own government, the Ford Foundation, and others have taught the Mexicans down there that this is really Aslan.
Well, that's right. And if you take a look at the Aslan map, there's about 11 states that are going to go back to Mexico. That's the underside of this thing. The whole North American Union puts Mexico on a par with the United States, and actually, like any other international organization, it becomes quickly an anti-American debating society, and we get outruled and overvoted.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, they use the French separatists to try to split up Canada. We know Bilderberg was behind that. I went to Bilderberg last week. On the agenda, the American Union, they're jumping for joy. Americans don't even know that the U.S. is dying right now.
It's dying fast, and our president is involved in killing it. President Bush is allowing what's going on right now through SPP.gov is essentially a takeover of creating a new government.
Well, let me stop you right there, though.
From the executive branch.
Well, no, I agree. They're creating a new government by fiat through the regulatory. Yeah, but I mean, let's shift gears here for a minute. You're talking about Israel and how they're our buddies and we got to protect them and they're so great. The big APEC is Israel lobby, because I've looked into them, and so has the ADL and others. They are out there attacking anybody that wants to control our borders. They're attacking people and saying it's xenophobic to not want to have open borders. You know ADL's done that. They've attacked the Minutemen, written hit pieces on myself and others in their reports.
I did not say that I thought Israel was great. I want to be real clear what I'm saying.
Okay, well, what I'm asking you is that large sections of the Israeli lobby are here pushing for policies that are the opposite of what they asked for in Israel.
Well, Israel's doing some dumb things, too.
Well, when you spoke to the Knesset, didn't you tell them, hey, you guys that have lobbyists in the U.S., tell them to stop trying to kill our own fence. You're having a fence. Why can't we have one?
Well, I did say that. I told the government here to build a fence. Absolutely. Build a fence here. We need a fence here. That's what we need. I mean, Israel, there's only one reason that I support Israel, because I think that historically, going back 3,000-4,000 years, the attempt to destroy or attack Israel has just been suicidal for anybody who's attempted it. And defending Israel and defending their democracy is one of those things that has to be done historically. If we'd have done it in the 1930s, we wouldn't have had World War II.
Well, Jerome Corsi, there's many times in the Bible where the prophets told Israel that they were going to go into captivity to be punished. And we didn't see those countries that took them into captivity being punished in some cases.
Well, mostly they're gone. Where's ancient Babylon? There's no more pharaohs around. Where's Hitler? He's long gone. Every country that's tried to destroy Israel has destroyed themselves. It's just a bad idea. We've got to get this Jewish hate out of our consciousness, because it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, sir, I don't hate Jews. I have a lot of Jewish friends, and there's a diverse...
I'm not accusing you of doing
it. I know, but I want to be clear here. There is a diverse group of Jews out there, and then they get attacked by the so-called right-wing Jews who go, oh, you're evil,
I want to keep the Jewish lobby issue out of this question, because I don't think you've got to get there to talk about why the North American Union doesn't make any sense. North American Union doesn't make any sense because, the United States, these guys who are trying to do this are post-nation state. They're post-America.
Well, this is what I want to know. You're saying that this thing's coming up with Iran, they're madmen, all this. Then every time I turn around, I'm not just bashing Israel here, Jerome. Every time I turn around, believe me, I get bashed by those that bash Israel because I call all sorts of names. Look it up. My point is, I'm trying to be even-handed here. I see Israel, no matter who's in there, busy selling secrets to everybody, busy doing everything our government's doing. It seems like Israel isn't really, at some level, too concerned about their own security. I'm sure you're aware, sir, that they've been involved in transfers to Iran. I'm sure you're aware they've been involved in transfers to Pakistan and to China, who then bring it right into Iran. Now, I'm asking you, why is Israel doing that?
Well, look, if you're going to get with Israel or with the Middle East, if you get into right and wrong, you're not going to go anywhere, because they're all right and they're all wrong. You got to get down to some basic issues when you're dealing with Middle East. Now, I've quit trying to sort out 3,000 years of history and figure out who's right and who's wrong. I'm down to this. If Ahmadinejad gets nuclear weapons, with his radical mindset, the body's going to come back and he has to have an apocalypse, we're going to have nuclear war. I don't want to see that happen. That's where I'm at with Israel and with Iran.
You know,
they're
it's
both
funny.
All right, and they're both all wrong.
Jerome, it's admitted now that stuff put out of Canada is total baloney about Jews having to wear yellow, Christians wearing blue, Zoroastrians wearing green. It was some national initiative to get people to wear Islamic dress and to fund their textiles internally. So there's so much stuff we have seen on Iran that ends up to be just baloney.
Well, it's not baloney that Ahmadinejad, with this second wave of their revolution, is intending to export it. And they're going to export it any way they can. Their primary first target is Israel. They think they're at an historical moment, especially with Hamas controlling the Palestinian Authority. They think they're at an historical moment where they have another chance to go after Israel and get rid of it.
And of course, Hamas is an arm of the Iranian government. You know, it's funny, though. Our government in 98, Republicans' own report, admits that they sent $45 million to the Iranians, who then gave it to al-Qaeda to help attack the Serbs. When the Serbs fought back, the Republicans were all for going in and taking over Slobodan Milosevic.
Our government right now is supporting Hamas.
Okay, I'm asking you, were you for the attack on Serbia?
Not in particular.
See,
I thought that whole Serbian war made no sense at all, to be honest.
My whole point is
I haven't understood the Serbian war. I still don't get it.
It was a sovereign nation, and our government went in there and funded the Muslim extremists, the real ones, just like they do every time.
Well, I know that Clinton was on the side of the Muslims, but I'll tell you, what the point I'm at, and I want to focus on this North American Union for a minute, because I think if we get to the heart of what's happening here, you know, this is going to preserve, this is about preserving the United States of America. What the people are doing, the North American Union, Robert Pastor, who is the vice chairman, the lead architect on this Council on Foreign Relations report, building North American community. He's been on the record for 20 years as an extreme leftist. He hates the United States, wants to reduce our power. That seems to be the agenda. And they're post-American. They're almost like Marxists or Hegelians that have viewed the nation states are going to wither away.
They're globalists. They don't want nation states because their international order will be the government.
And that is an Hegelian idea that's never worked. It's always been a failure. Human beings need nation states like they need families. Aristotle was right. We're political animals. We're not going to get rid of families.
Well, stay there, Jerome. We'll get back into the American Union, but I didn't bring this out of left field. The Israel lobby has attacked myself for being against the American Union. I want them to stop it. I'm angry at them. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got Jerome Corsi with us, 30 minutes to the next hour. I want to get back into the American Union and ways to fight this, ways to stop it. I mean, it's so big, it's so un-American, it's so horrible that people have trouble facing. And it was a big break, though, when Lou Dobbs a few months ago started going public with this. We've got to warn the people. It's really happening.
I think, Alex, the immigration issue and why Bush would not secure the borders focus the attention of a lot of conservatives like myself upon why. And the only answer has been this North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which he's already signed on March 23rd, 2005, with Vincente Fox and Canada's then Prime Minister, Paul Martin. In that agreement, Bush agreed not, he agreed to erase the border. So when Vincente Fox comes here and he says, you know, my citizens are North American Union citizens, and they can go anywhere they want, he's got a right to say that because Bush agreed to that with them.
I know.
Those people
haven't been told
to the American people.
And Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity won't tell them. That's because they're there to pacify the American people and pose as conservatives. We've got a bunch of calls here. One of them is a well-known internet writer. He just called in. Kurt Nemo, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Alex. I'm in New Mexico.
What's on your mind?
Well, Alex, I'm having big-time problems with your guest today. You know, while Mr. Corsi's right about the North American Union, I have problems with his comments on Iran. In particular, in the past, he's demonstrated many times his hatred for Islam. For instance, he's called Muslims ragheads who are, I won't use the pejorative, but suffice it to say homosexuals, as clearly as they are woman haters. And he's called Islam a worthless, dangerous, satanic religion. Now, he made these comments on Free Republic. Would he care to comment about that and his objectivity in regard to Islam?
Well, now, first of all, if your caller were being fair, he would also report that I've apologized for those comments, that they were made and intended to be provocative, they were written to be provocative, and I have not stood behind their provocative nature as something I truly and seriously believe. So your caller is taking things I said out of context in an attempt to whatever he wants to do, and I object to that. If he wants to report, let's report everything about those comments, including...
Just so you know, Jerome, this isn't a sneak attack. Kurt just called in.
That's fine. It sounded like one. I'm okay. If he wants to make an ad hominem attack at me, Alex, take a shot.
It's not ad hominem because this is in regard to Islam.
Take a shot. Do you want to know what I think about Islam? You want me to answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just attack me. I've written, if you also be fair, your quote out of Atomic Iran, I've written that Islam is a legitimate religion. There's over a billion people in the world that believe in it. What I object to is the radical sects that have hijacked Islam for their own terrorist and criminal purposes. That's all I object to. It is not correct to say I object to Islam unless, sir, you want to distort yourself and not report everything that I've actually said and written.
Well, so then you're telling me you recant those comments and you...
I did, sir. I'll point out the websites to you. That's all over the Internet. If you're an Internet writer, be fair and read what I've also said to retract them and why I wrote them, and let's be fair about this. You're not being fair.
Well, let me ask you another question, Mr. Corsi.
Is it going to be as much of an ad hominem attack?
No, it's not going to be.
I just want to get ready.
It's going to be on...
Is it going to be a cheap shot or is this
no,
a
real it's not
question?
Going to be. It's going to be on topic. Doesn't it seem rather strange?
That. That's refreshing.
Well, good. Doesn't it seem rather strange to assert that Iran will nuke Israel when Israel has 400,000 nuclear weapons, including thermonuclear weapons? Wouldn't that be suicidal on Iran's part to do something like that?
If you assume that the theory of mutual assured destruction is going to apply, if you're dealing with a guy who thinks he needs to create an apocalypse like Ahmadinejad to bring about a messianic figure, you may be dealing with a different order of thinking.
There won't be any Iranians left. There won't be any left if they attack them with nuclear bombs.
Rafsanjani said there's a billion Muslims. They can take a big hit. He was former president of Iran, and he said that.
All right, we got a break. We'll come back and take more calls. Third hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.